Those who can do, those who cannot do it on the internet. FancyPantsGangsters.com.
Welcome once again to the Well-Fed Guide to Life, brought to you in part by HopChart.com. My name is Dave. With me, as always, is the Arch Deluxe to my McRib.
Wow. That was well done.
You like that?
Yeah. Considering I like the Arch Deluxe and you like the McRib, yeah. So...
Is Evan.
I'm swooning
the,
at your
the
ability.
Newlywed, rested and returned.
I've only lost my ring once.
Really?
Yeah.
You're not supposed to take that off for anything.
Here's the thing. I'm not used to jewelry.
You look odd with it on,
I do. So I play with it a lot.
Yeah.
And apparently I was retaining water when I got it sized.
it's
a little loose.
Okay.
So I've been playing with it, and we're actually at a wedding this last weekend, yeah. A friend of mine's, and I was playing with it, and I dropped it,
yeah.
at the reception, and it like hit my foot and rolled, and I had no idea where the fuck it was, and I'm like, oh god, and you get maybe 10 seconds of looking under the table,
yeah.
Before
it becomes weird.
Before someone's like, what did you drop?
Or what did you lose?
Yeah. So yeah, I already got shit for that.
Are you sure? I was sure that it was that it had become constricted, and you'd become all panicky, and that's why you had to take it off.
I became panicky, but more because I don't like shit on my hands.
It looks weird on.
And no, it's the same feeling I have with lotion. I don't like anything on my hands. So it's I'm getting used to it.
Yeah.
But weirdly enough, that's the biggest adjustment I've had to make. Honestly.
Yeah, it's going to take some getting used to. You look weird with jewelry.
I'm an unadorned kind of guy.
You are. You shouldn't be wearing necklaces. You shouldn't be wearing accoutrement
of
any type.
Never did the necklaces.
Now, is that the Supreme fit, where it's kind of rounded? Believe me when I say this.
I know.
Because I had a ring that I had to get a different ring.
Okay.
When I was married, because it was cutting into my the rounded edge. There wasn't a rounded edge on the ring itself.
Oh.
And so it was kind of cutting into my palm a bit when I would make a fist. And because I was married, I was making a fist a lot.
Wow. You realize it just makes you sound like an abuser.
I know. Well. Depending on what I'm abusing.
Yeah, that's true.
She was asking for it. So was he.
Wow. Wow. Glad you're already divorced.
I know.
Because that, my friend, is evidence.
It was terrible. Anywho, the Supreme fit actually rounds the edges, and it makes it a bit more comfortable to wear.
And no, that is not what that is.
That's not noticeable to, like...
No, that part doesn't bug me.
Could also have been that I was panicky because I had a ring on.
Yeah, and you just wore it down.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Do you spin it?
Oh, all the time.
All the time.
I mean, that's how it fell
it's
out.
It's a toy.
I was fucking spinning it. If I had been thinking,
you would have gotten something on it. Like,
I would have gotten something because there were ones that had like an inner and an outer ring.
Oh,
so it like
yeah.
actually slid on its own.
Yeah.
There was even one with like ball bearings.
I'm surprised you didn't find one that didn't move, like had like a little battery in it.
I looked. It's hard to find supervillain rings on Etsy. So,
another thought. Even though it was a shitty movie, I'm surprised you didn't go with a Green Lantern ring. Something that lights up a lantern.
No, it's all the same. It's all the same idea. It's just yeah. it's, your choices are somewhat limited when you have a fairly small budget.
That's right.
If I was going to do anything, I'd do like a little pocket flamethrower or something in there.
That would be pretty awesome.
That would be pretty awesome.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Yeah. All right. So, what do we got going on?
Well,
it is restaurant week. Once again, it's the fall restaurant week.
Yeah, it's seasonal.
It's
Thank you.
It is restaurant week. Brought to you, of course, by Minneapolis St. Paul Magazine. And as we've done now several times, we'd like to check out some of the places that are featured during Restaurant Week.
One thing that we like doing, especially on this show, is do ones that are new this year, because it's a constantly rotating list.
Yep.
Of different places. Where we're at tonight is the first year that this place has been. It's Urban Eatery, and what is technically
that's what we mentioned the place. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's what I said. It's called Urban Eatery. That's the name of the place. I'm not being overly generic. They say it's in Uptown. I consider this area Calhoun, since we can see the lake from where we're at.
Their place is in. No, yeah, good point. You're right.
We're in between like proper Uptown, like Hennepin and Lyndale, or not Hennepin Lyndale. Hennepin and Lake. I meant.
Yep.
We're in between there and St. Louis Park.
Yep.
We're down Lagoon and all that. Looking through the list, which you can find in the show notes, the Restaurant Week goes from the 23rd, which was yesterday, which was Sunday,
yep,
until this, I think this Saturday, I think is how it works. It might be Sunday to Sunday. Mm-hmm. I'm not really sure. But you have all this week to check out the places. And the idea is you go to a place, it's got a set menu, you get a couple options. It's normally a three-course meal for a set dollar amount. Now, with this place and the choices we were given, I did a little back-of-the-napkin math on some of the choices.
I'm glad you did.
Yeah.
Glad one
you're
of us
you're not getting a huge deal by coming out here. I figure if you pick the most expensive thing on all three of the options, you'd save about $5-6.
Okay.
What I'm choosing, I save about $2.
Did I do well?
I think you did okay. I didn't actually look at the salad, how much that was, but I think you probably make up for it in the in your entree. I'm not saying that to bag on the place. I'm just saying, so there are better values elsewhere if you're doing strict dollar. But the point of the place is the point of Minneapolis or the point of Restaurant Week is just to get people out. Checking out new places and trying things that they may not necessarily be into or think that they're into, I should say, because I know we've been very pleasantly surprised with most of the choices we've made over the years for Restaurant Week.
Yes and no. We did have the summer one was a bit of a bomb, Cafe Enya.
I didn't think that was a bomb.
Yeah, to me, they pared down the portion size so much,
really?
That it was just like, oh, this is just sad.
Well, you had the advantage of being there before,
right?
And I'm willing to bet because if I remember the Cafe Enya, it's not budget, and you got a full three-course meal for $20. So I mean, I think you were saving more, and I think that would make sense given the smaller portion size.
Still, like the appetizer, it was a bite.
Yeah.
This is a full salad. I mean, these are full size.
You got a full set.
Yeah.
One thing I was going to say is that this year, it's a lot harder to find those $20 dinners.
Uh-huh.
The vast majority of them are $30. So that's where you're not saving quite as much. But if the trade-off is you're getting actual full-size portions as opposed to fun size,
yeah,
then I think that's a decent trade-off.
Barbie's first tasting menu.
That's right.
So I got...
She's got a tattoo now.
Does she?
Yeah. That was a big controversy.
She's hoeing it up, is what you're saying?
Some would say hoeing it up, some would say hipstering it up. Yeah. Depends on your view of tattoos.
Does she have oversized glasses that she doesn't really need?
I didn't actually see any pictures of
hipster Barbie.
Tattoo.
Anyway, we'll talk about the food here. I got a local greens salad. This has sherry vinaigrette, which is actually really, really good.
Really?
Okay. It's very tasty, kind of citrusy.
No, is it cherry or sherry?
Sherry.
Okay, like the wine.
Yeah.
Okay.
I said sherry, didn't I?
I think you did. I'm just, right.
Sherry
just
vinaigrette.
Just clarifying.
Marcona almonds, and it could be a different pronunciation of Marcona. Citrus, which is actually, they're supremed oranges, which basically means that the oranges have been cleaned of all of their pulp and skin. A very intricate process. I've done it a couple times. I wouldn't
You've
wish
done
that.
It?
I've done it.
Professionally or at home?
At home.
Okay.
Just for part of a recipe I was trying. I wouldn't wish that upon my worst enemy. Because you have to have, A, nerves of steel and knife skills that are beyond just the regular.
Okay.
It's got some shaved radish and pecorino cheese, which is awesome in there. It's just that nice, it's like a nutty, citrusy bite, and I usually don't like nuts.
Yeah.
In my salad. Don't nut my salad. Don't fruit my stuffing.
Don't fruit your stuffing. Don't fruit your pizza. Don't nut my salad.
Don't chicken my pizza.
Well, you are a pizza fascist.
Mm-hmm.
So, we do need to make that shirt at some point.
Now, the greens are actually pretty good. It's got some cilantro, some parsley, and a little bit of mint in there as well. The rest of it is kind of a mix. So it's got some red leaf. It's just very, very fresh to eat. I feel like I'm eating a garden.
Okay.
Well, I don't know how else to describe it.
Yeah.
It's just very light. There's no excessive amounts of dressing on the plate. So it was tossed properly. It's a proper tossed salad. You make whatever joke you want.
But after the day you've had, you could use a properly tossed salad.
You darn right I could. Wow.
Hey.
That went awkward.
Yeah, well. I went the opposite route. I went with the guacamole, because I am a fan of guacamole. This is now the second consecutive week I've had guacamole on the show.
It should be its own food group to you.
I don't know about that far, but it is rapidly becoming... It occupies a weird space. Because it's not quite a condiment, but it's not quite a dip.
It's a dip.
It is a dip, but...
It's a full-on dip.
But I don't put, like, onion dip on a burger. Actually, that could be really good, now that I think about it.
I would do that.
Yeah, actually, now that I think about it.
And I put, like, a goat cheese spread... Okay.
I guess. See,
dips and spreads, they're
it's a question of application.
Yeah, and I think they're interchangeable.
Mm-hmm.
We should. Yes, I'm doing onion dip on a burger. How good would that be?
I bet you it could be pretty fantastic.
Oh, you could just substitute that on like a Plaza burger.
Yeah.
Oh.
Plaza burger, of course, being sour cream. Yeah. Not a burger.
Yeah. We just had a breakthrough.
We might have.
Because that's good, because I was just about ready to have a breakdown today. So.
Well, yeah. As long as somebody's breaking something.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as the guacamole is concerned, it's a good quality. Got a nice kind of citrus kind of tinge to it, but not overpowering. This is a little more chunky than I tend to like. It's not a bad thing. And it's well made, and it's very flavorful. It's just... Overall, there's larger chunks of avocado than I tend to like in a guacamole.
Okay.
I tend to like it a little smoother.
You like a guacamole blended?
I like it just a little more pureed.
Now, do you make guacamole at home?
I have not. I've made it once.
See, that surprises me.
Here's the problem. Avocados, when you buy them from the store, they have a shelf life of about 16 to 17 seconds. So it's... Unless I'm going to make it that night...
Right.
I never do it, and I never... Making guacamole that night requires a level of planning I just don't have.
You have to really want it.
You do, and there's no such thing as tiny avocados. Like, you can't get, like, little bitty ones.
Right.
If you just want, like, a little bit of avocado.
Oh, it's an all or nothing deal.
But yeah, you're going to make a bowl. For me, the biggest part of this are these chips. These are damn good chips. Yeah, go ahead. There's plenty there. They're perfectly salted. They're nice and fried without being terribly crisp, without being terribly oily.
Chili lime salt, it says it's on.
Yes, I don't know where that is.
No, I think it's on the chips.
You think it's on the chips? Yeah, I can see that. But then I have a walnut for some reason.
Dude, that's the pit of a...
Look at that. That makes sense then. I don't know what the hell that was. It's like, that's clearly not edible. Why would I want that?
Right. Well, it's just there for show.
I'm not a big garnish guy. I don't know if we've talked about this, but it's garnish. The garnish is wasted space.
That's an awesome chip, though.
Oh! Definite high marks on the chips.
Absolutely. I was always a little bit scared about this place when you recommended it.
Okay.
the 5 minutes before I left work when I found out we were going here. But because, yeah, right? Simply because it's in the Kelvin Beach Club.
It is.
This is extremely high high buck living area.
Yep. And I found where all the chili lime salt was.
Down the bottom?
On that one chip I just ate.
Awesome.
Yeah. That was a wake-up call.
It's extremely high dollar area.
It is.
And because of that, the places that have been in this space before,
yep.
Don't quote me, I know a place called View was here before. And there was something else, I think it was just the Callan Beach Club restaurant.
Yeah, there was a place, it was just called the Callan, I think it was just called the Callan Beach Club.
Right. And it was known for having extremely high dollar amounts. And hoity-toity, well-to-do. And for the most part, looking around, the clientele is a bit more, I'm not going to call it blue-collar, but somewhere between that, maybe?
A little more working class.
Yeah. Yeah, a little more working class.
No one in the restaurant lives in Calhoun Beach Club.
Correct.
I think that's the big difference.
All right. This seems to me much in the same
way.
All right. Did you get some in the eye?
I just rubbed chili lime salt in my eye. Awesome. That was really stupid.
That was stupid. But that, for some reason, that brings me joy.
I know it does. My pain brings you joy.
And vice versa.
Yeah. It's the foundation of our relationship.
Much in the same vein of Lord Fletcher's, I think that there's a stigma of those restaurants in that area that it's only for the high dollar, the elite.
The country club set.
Thank you. Oh, my God. You ordered a house.
Barbecue chicken.
I ordered a tower.
A tower. Anything at all I can grab for you guys right away?
A nail and a hammer.
That was
Jesus.
That's awesome.
Christ.
No, I think we're good. Thank you.
That's monstrous. That's offensive.
That is a beast. Oh, it's just a biscuit.
You hit biscuit
this,
glory.
This is the most epic / lazy pot pie I've ever seen in my life.
You gotta take a picture of that before you destroy
that. Oh yeah, sure. You gotta take pictures.
So, mine's just sad.
Yours looks like I have ice cream bars that are coated in Oreo.
Yeah.
That's what your chicken looks like. Looks like it was coated in Oreo crumbs.
Is that the Good Humor chocolate eclair bar?
No, it's just the Oreo bar.
So I got the barbecue chicken. Holy crap, that was bright.
Are you blind?
I am blind now. I got the barbecue chicken, which is house smoked with a crispy dry rub, cheesy grits, and sauteed spinach. I've had both the spinach and the cheesy grits. I'm not a big grits fan. And even now, I'm still not really a big cheesy grits fan.
Still not the cheesy grits.
But not for lack of trying. It's just, to me, they're grainy. It's like mashed potatoes and rice mixed together.
Yeah, I could see that.
I've had a bite of the spinach, and the spinach is pretty awesome. I just can't go, my God, man. It's like a,
it's just like a stick of butter in this thing.
That's monstrous.
That's pretty monstrous.
You know what you should do.
What should I do?
How's everything looking?
Good.
So far, so good.
Grab for you?
I think we're good. Thank you. There you go. That's a dipping vessel is what that is. You should be making a sandwich out of that. There you go.
That's right, baby.
Class it up.
That's right. Anyway, continue. Continue talking about your inferior entree.
I know, I don't know if it's necessarily inferior because I haven't even had a bite of it yet. It's just not as impressive. I mean, that's regal, is what you just got.
If a pot pie can be regal, this is it.
Mmm.
So how's the chicken?
Very good.
Nice.
It's got a crispy dry rub on it, which is essentially like, it's like a classed up shake and bake almost. I don't know how. It's got a good smoked chicken flavor.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of got like a little bit of a shake and bake texture to it. So it's tasty, but it also adds that kind of fried chicken crunch that I love so much. It's served with the barbecue sauce, which I haven't tried yet, so we're going to get down the hatch. No, but in terms of looks, that might have been one of the more impressive plates we've gotten on this show.
Yeah, that was a good, about 6 inches high total, counting the...
Yeah.
So, what I got was a pot pie, as I said, but it wasn't so much a pot pie in the sense that you think of, where it's a... You know, it's a normally a pastry dough. You put the bottom in the ramekin, you put the filling in, and then you top it. This was, they filled the ramekin full of the filling, and then just put the biscuit on top of it. That's why I said it was kind of a lazy one.
How are the first couple bites so far?
Very good.
Very good.
Yeah. Very good.
Thank you.
So I'm with you there. The biscuit itself is pretty good, I would say. Not terribly flavorful, but it doesn't really have to be.
No, because it's just the vessel at this point.
It's just giant, yeah. It is the vehicle.
It's bread.
That's right. No, the actual filling... It's your typical pot pie filling. You got celery, carrot, onion, peas. It's a wild mushroom cream sauce. So you got mushrooms plus chicken in there. So you got a nice little bit of savoriness to it.
Are you able to eat around the mushrooms there?
I actually don't mind mushrooms in stuff. Like when it's in the sauce or something like that, that's decent. I don't have a big problem with it. It is very pea heavy though. I did that just to make you laugh.
Well, it's more of a, I don't even know how to work that into a joke.
I know. Which I like. I like a very green pea heavy sauce.
Now you're working too hard.
That's why I said green pea. Otherwise, that's weird. But no, I love peas in things, in sauces, in mixes.
You just love pea.
What?
You just love pea.
I just love pea. I love pea. Yummy, yummy, yummy. But yeah, I think the application of the biscuit on top of the filling as opposed to around it, it works when you use it like how I'm doing it, where you're using the biscuit as more of a bread to sop up stuff.
The vehicle.
It's the vehicle, and I think that totally works.
I was going to make some sort of weird Batmobile reference, but I don't have anything that really works.
Batmobile just works on its own. I should also say, I'm having a Summit Oktoberfest. It's a Summit, and it's Oktoberfest. Two things that are rarely bad.
Right.
So, what's left to say?
Wow. I am, I'm not going to lie, I had very low expectations for this place.
Yep.
And it's faring better than I expected.
Yeah.
So you have returned.
I have returned, yes.
From Wedded Bliss, and you're back down to earth.
Yeah, that I am.
It was a beautiful wedding.
Thank you.
I danced my pants off.
You did. You did indeed.
I got down with my bad self, if you will.
Yeah.
I didn't embarrass you too badly.
No. You were very reserved. Except, I give you credit.
Except I embarrassed myself during the reception a little bit.
That was pretty awesome. Yeah. That was pretty funny.
Note to self, when you're sitting down at the head table, make note of where the posts of said table are so you don't kick them with your foot and knock over the centerpiece and spill water all over the head table. That couldn't have been more embarrassing.
A complete linen change.
That couldn't...
At the head table. With us, the way we had it is we didn't really have a head table. Like, we didn't have the long table. We had a table in the center of the room. But it was an oval table.
Yeah.
So it was literally the center of everything. And there we were standing watching our table clock get changed.
It was embarrassing. I apologize profusely for it. I had it not had awesome. Any drinks no, at that hadn't. Point. Not even at beer. But the food was excellent.
It was.
I mean, that was probably the best wedding food I've ever had.
The buddy of mine's wedding, who I was at last week.
Yeah.
The reception was at Jack's Cafe.
Oh, yeah.
Which is pretty outstanding. I would still put our food over that.
Really?
Yeah, I would.
That's saying something, because yours was just by a catering company, wasn't it?
It was by D'Amico.
Right.
So, I mean, it's not like it's just some, you know, mom and pop place.
I mean, that salmon was really freaking awesome. I mean, I would absolutely have that again if that was on the menu. So, the food was great. Everyone had a good time.
Yep.
But you have returned from the Crescent City.
I have. Mesopotamia.
Yes.
Wait, no, that's the Fertile Crescent.
Yeah, you got that wrong.
Shit.
You're just surprised I got Crescent City right.
I was a little bit.
Crescent City being New Orleans.
It's true.
Or New Orleans.
Nollins.
Nollins?
Nollins.
Is that what it is?
Well, if you say it with a Creole accent. Or a Cajun accent. I forget which one.
Now I've been completely out of the loop.
You have.
I know. I'm going into this blind. So you're going to have to tell me about your trip.
Well,
how was Applebee's? Did you eat out of Whataburger?
Here's the crazy thing about New Orleans. We were there for about 3 days.
Okay.
With the exception of Popeyes, which started down there, I think I saw one chain restaurant at all.
It serves you right for making all those jokes.
And it was a Burger King out in between the airport and New Orleans proper.
Really?
Yeah, that was it. That was the only thing I saw. I didn't see an Applebee's. I didn't see a Fridays. I didn't see any of that shit.
Huh.
Which makes sense because, you know, if you're a town like New Orleans, a Fridays is the kind of thing, like, if you could lynch a business... I think that would be
if you could actually make a physical assault upon a business.
Yes, if you could beat up an establishment, I think that's what would happen. So there was none of that. None of that.
It serves you right for making all those jokes.
It's fine. Yeah, oh darn, I just ate at really good restaurants the whole time.
Did you eat at Popeyes?
We did not. Okay. We have Popeyes back home, so it's like,
that's a good point.
Big deal.
It's churches. Church's fried chicken.
I didn't see a single Church's.
Really?
I didn't see a Whataburger. And I even said, Heather, if we see a Whataburger, we're going to eat there. But we didn't see one.
You don't have a question. You don't.
Well, the closest one was Baton Rouge. There actually is no Whataburgers in New Orleans.
Okay.
So it was a bit of a drive. And we didn't have a car. So,
fair enough. I'll excuse it this time.
Next time.
I work for Barry.
So... God, where to begin? Okay. So, we get down there. Our hotel was about 2 blocks off of Bourbon Street. So, we got to walk through Bourbon Street every night as we were coming home from whatever it was we were doing. I went there on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
Being there on a Tuesday night, and we managed to pick like the 3 days where there's nothing happening in New Orleans. Like, no major festivals, nothing. Okay. It was like the all-star break of festivals. Just nothing going on.
Bye week.
Yeah. Even on a Tuesday afternoon.
Just drunken.
There were still people throwing up in trash cans. It's like, really? What's wrong with you people? I did not see any nudity.
Really?
Well,
including in the... Hey, now.
Hey, now.
Hey, right. Now.
No street-side nudity, I should say that. Yeah.
No foreign boobs.
No foreign boobs. Which is impressive because Bourbon Street, I don't think people that have never been there understand.
I haven't been there.
It's literally like 4 strip clubs to a block.
Really?
On each side.
So what's the fascination?
What do you mean?
Why would you go there then?
Because it's like an entire district that's a frat house.
Then why would you go there? Why would you go there?
Why would I go there? I wouldn't. Like, the whole time we were there, like, thank God we're not here during Mardi Gras, because we would have stabbed someone. Like, it was crazy busy enough without there being anything going on that we're like, God, I could not imagine it being.
So when you guys chose New Orleans, what was the reasoning behind it?
Well, we figured it was kind of the off season, so when we so super busy, mm-hmm. we'd never been there before.
Okay.
You know, there was a lot of other stuff outside of Bourbon Street that, like, Heather wanted to do. Like, she wanted to do the Garden District tour. She wanted to see Anne Rice's house.
Okay.
You know, we
more
did,
about
we,
her.
We did a couple cemetery tours. As far as the non-food stuff, yeah, it was her. I mean, I was cool. Like, we ended up going to a voodoo temple, and that was kind of interesting. But it was mostly about her, except for the food.
Which is the important part.
Which is where I came in. In fact, I forget who said that, because I posted all the pictures.
Right.
Of everything I ate. And someone said, like, it seemed like all you did down there was eat. And it was like...
At which point you said, yeah?
Yeah, it's pretty much what we did.
So there you ask.
So first off, every breakfast we had, we ended up doing 3 breakfasts. Every one of them was at Café Du Monde.
Now, Café Du Monde is world famous.
It is world famous. It has one food you can get, and that is beignets.
Did you eat your weight? Were you able to eat your age over the 3 mornings?
No, because it's three beignets,
yeah.
And they're all about the size of a wallet. This is like the closest thing I can describe.
So Heather had like one over the course.
We each got an order of 3.
Oh, really?
For each of us, each morning. So I had 9 of them throughout the thing. Thank you. And enough powdered sugar to choke a large animal.
Did you end up just wearing most of it?
No, I was tapping them like someone patting out a cigarette after each one.
It was just too much.
It's just too much, you know. And 2 of the mornings, I had orange juice. Because most of their drinks are coffee drinks, and I'm not a coffee drinker.
Right.
And then the last morning, it was a little cooler. And so I had a hot chocolate, which was very good. Heather had the Café au lait.
Which is, that's the drink.
That's the drink. That's the famous drink. She said it's the best she's ever had.
The Café au lait is just, I think it's just coffee and milk, isn't it?
I think
coffee
so.
And like hot milk.
The big thing is they use chicory.
That's right.
In addition to coffee, which is kind of like a cinnamon.
Yeah.
It's a bark that you can grind up. And
it's a barkish herb.
It's a barkish herb, yeah. I like barkish herb, right? So yeah, that was every morning, because it was literally like a 5-minute...
Maybe we should go with barkish seasoning.
I like barkish herb.
Because it's not really herb.
That sounds like a guy. It sounds like a guy, you know. Hey, it's just barkish herb.
Yeah, I'm going out drinking with barkish herb.
Yeah, going out. Yeah. Anyway.
Barkish herb passed out of my sofa last night.
Yeah, you did. anyway... But that was about a 5-minute walk. So we get up, and it was awesome because, like, the first day we were there, it was like mid-80s and humid. And of course, that was the day we decided to do the self-guided walking tour.
Good call.
Yeah, and I didn't bring any shorts.
Why?
Because I didn't think. I take full credit. But
Time out. This is the guy who starts wearing shorts in March and doesn't take them off till November. You didn't bring shorts to a southern city?
I didn't say it was my best decision ever.
No.
However, there is a bright side to it.
Okay.
Because after this walking tour that we did, because we got the guidebook, okay. And we were walking around the Garden District, which is kind of like the ritzy neighborhood.
Okay.
So you're going to see all the old, like, plantation-style houses and shit.
Okay.
So you see Anne Rice's house. We saw John Goodman's house.
Because when I think Anne Rice, and my next logical step is John Goodman.
The funnier thing is that John Goodman bought the house from Trent Reznor. So how's that for a shift?
Imagine the decorating, when the decorator walked into
that
one.
I know, we made similar jokes.
Turns around, screams, runs the other way.
We saw Sandra Bullock's house as well.
Did you climb the fence?
I didn't see her, so I don't know if she's home. I loved you in Demolition Man.
Will you please cut your hair like you had it in Demolition Man? She's still hot. I don't care where you are.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So, well, we ended up having lunch at this place. And I've been walking. I'm a fat guy.
Yeah,
I've been walking around in 80-degree weather in long pants.
Yeah, lunch where?
We had lunch at this bar called Parasol.
Okay.
just a little kind of dive bar-ish kind of place.
Okay.
But they had some of the best fucking barbecue I've ever had in my life. I had a barbecue pulled pork sandwich.
Yeah. You get all weepy?
I not only did I destroy it, because I was not only was
you ordered
really,
two.
It was really good. It was really good, and I was really hungry because I was sweaty, and it was like a 2-hour fucking tour. Yeah. I mean, we explored that section. That was like manna from heaven. It was just like, oh my god, give me. It was awesome. So let's see, that was Tuesday. So yeah, we did the breakfast, and then we did Cafe du Monde. Actually, I should say, the Monday night, because we got in Monday afternoon, we went to this place called Remoulade.
Okay.
Now, there's this really ritzy place called Arnaud's. Very fancy.
I've heard of it.
And Remoulade's is kind of the cafe bar.
The bistro?
It's like the bistro side effort of Arnaud's. It's right next to it. So we're like, we're just going to go there.
Take your chances.
Just get a beer, get some food. I had the first of three po' boys I had
Bravo, sir.
I went with the spicy sausage po' boy. It was very tasty.
Did you even breathe while you choked that son of a bitch down?
How was everything?
Good.
Excellent.
Very good.
Can I get a box?
Yeah, absolutely.
If you want to have some of my box, go for it.
Sure.
No, it was. I ended up having the po' boy, and then I actually had a Sazerac,
Paint me a food picture, Evan.
Sazerac is like the local cocktail, because I'm becoming more of a spirits nerd.
You're drunk. Is basically what we're getting at.
You just got
married.
I'm not so much a drunk. I'm experimenting more with various spirits.
Okay.
And a Sazerac, what that is, it is rye whiskey, bitters, Peychaud's bitters, and a splash of either absinthe or what's called Heart Saint, which is a similar kind of anise-flavored liqueur. Not ass-flavored, and not anise-flavored. Anise. Anyway.
Whatever, I'm 12, leave me alone.
Yeah. So it's like you get a little bit of the bitter licorice flavor plus the straight rye whiskey and then bitters on that. Don't know if I'd have that again. That was a bit much for me.
That doesn't sound like it'd be all that good.
It was okay in very small doses.
Yeah.
And Heather had a hurricane.
Which you have to do.
Which you have to do. I did not actually have a hurricane. It was one of the rare instances where she had a girlier drink than I did.
Like the only...
It's extremely rare. So yeah, that was Tuesday. Oh no, that was Monday. Tuesday we did the Parasol, which was good. And then we did... and then I got to cross off another Iron Chef contestant.
Thank you.
I got to cross off another Iron Chef contestant off my list.
Okay.
We ate at one of John Besh's restaurants.
You son of a bitch.
We went to a place called Luke.
Yeah.
Which is, it's Luke with an umlaut over the U.
Yeah, it's named after one of his kids.
Oh, yeah.
Named after one of his kids, and the recipe book that I have features stuff exclusively from that. You son of a bitch.
I had the Luke burger, which was like a half-pound patty. It was basically a bacon cheeseburger, but it was very good. I will give it that.
Okay.
And then Heather had her first etouffee.
Okay.
Which she enjoyed a lot. She had shrimp pretty much every day.
As you should.
I ended up managing to avoid all seafood until the very last night we were there.
God, it just seems wrong on a lot of different levels.
So yeah, that was pretty outstanding. And again, I got to cross it off my list. I did not see Mr. Besh while we were there.
My guess is he just kind of lets it run itself.
I'm sure. But I still hope. I still hope. Then Wednesday, we did Café du Monde again. What the hell did I have for lunch?
Poor boy?
No. We went to Café Beignet because we were doing the voodoo tour. And okay. That's where it met. So I had a muffaletta.
again.
Did you?
I did. Again, it was more...
Even with olives?
It was more out of peer pressure. I felt like I had to.
You really did.
I felt like I had to just to say I did it. It's not my sandwich. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
It's the olive spread.
It's an acquired taste. It's the olive salad. That's a tough sell. You have to really... I applaud your effort. But I will be the person to admit, and I love muffled lettuce.
Yeah.
Love them. But that's a tough, tough sell. So, but bravo to you. Stepping up to the plate.
Thank you. And then that night, we ended up going to Arnon's.
Okay.
Because we got, you know, as is the way it works for the wedding.
Okay.
We ended up kind of flush with cash. So, like, we got a good chunk of cash. We're gonna do a joint savings account. We're gonna be responsible.
Good for you.
Do that stuff. We're like, you know, let's just have one stupidly expensive meal while we're down in New Orleans.
Okay.
But if you want a stupidly expensive meal, you go to Arnott's.
And Arnott isn't Arnott's pronounced or spelled Arnold's?
No, it's Arnauds.
Okay.
Or apostrophe S. Arnott's is a place that, in the description, jackets preferred.
Oh, no.
Like, that's the kind of level we're dealing with.
You don't own a jacket.
I do, but I did not bring it.
Oh.
I did, however, bring a good outfit. So there was no issue.
Okay.
And it was cool because all of the waitstaff are in full tuxes.
Nice.
Yeah.
Real classy.
Yeah. Including this girl who, maybe 15, looked scared out of her mind to be, like, serving anyone.
Yeah.
And I wanted to, like, tip her separately. So, like, you're doing great. I just felt really bad for her.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, like, we had the head waiter, because we were fairly early. So, we were, like, the start of the dinner rush. So, yeah. We had, like, a head waiter who waited on us. We had their head drinks guy. He was not the sommelier. He was the drinks guy. Because all he would recommend is cocktails to
Why
us.
Aren't you that?
I know. That would be my goal.
That's your career right there.
I would totally want to do that. I ended up having they call the French 75.
That sounds sexy.
Which was continuing on the expanding my horizons of cocktails. Because it was champagne, simple syrup, lemon juice, and bourbon. You're not bourbon, brandy. I forget what kind of brandy. I would have a bucket of that
really?
At any time. It was fantastic.
Because none of that stuff, singularly,
yeah.
You would drink. You would choose as a drink.
I drink simple syrup.
Okay. Okay.
Lemon juice, I'd have that. Champagne? I don't mind champagne.
Wait, would you order it in a restaurant?
No, probably not.
Okay. Would you order simple syrup in a restaurant?
If they offered, I'd do it.
But you wouldn't order brandy.
No, well...
Would you order brandy?
Hold that thought. So, had the drinks. Fantastic. Oh my God.
Okay.
Then comes the entrance. Heather had, she had, what the hell did she have? I don't know, she had she had what was called a crab fuck. Not a crab fuck.
Is that what it's called?
it's a classy restaurant. It was like a crab and then like a woman's name. I forget what the name was.
Oh, shit.
It's basically like a crab pot pie.
Give me a second. Continue.
It's like Crab Carol or something like that.
I know you're on the right track.
But what this was, it was basically like an inside out crab pot pie. They actually made a crust that they shaped like a crab. It had eyes and everything. It had eyes and everything.
What the hell?
They did that. And it had crab meat and some mushrooms and specials and stuff. And then it was in a white wine sauce. It was on top of that, so it was kind of like a deconstructed crab pot pie. Very good. Had a bite of that, as I did pretty much everything she had. Then I decided to go. I figured this is going to be the best opportunity I have for seafood.
excited for this.
So I had two of the most expensive crab cakes I've ever had in my life.
It had to have been all crab, wasn't it?
They were $20 a piece.
Oh, sweet God.
$20. It was a $40 crab cake plate. It was the most expensive entree they had. I don't know if I would pay that much for those again. That said, they were probably the best crab cakes I've ever had in my life. They were, it was like crab pudding. There was no grit, it was smooth.
It was crab, and the stuffing, with the filler was more crab.
It was more crab and mayonnaise, that's all it was. It was just crab and mayonnaise.
Nice.
It was awesome. It was fantastic.
Oh, this is going to bother me.
Don't know if I'd buy it again, because again, $20 a piece for a crab cake is a bit much. I don't care how good they are. But then I topped it off. We ended up getting dessert. Heather had, what did she have? I think she had the cake. Yeah, she had of course, the flourless chocolate cake, which if there's ever an automatic dessert for her, it's the flourless chocolate cake. For me, I'm like, I'm going to class it up.
I'm reading. I wanted to look up the name of her dish.
Yeah.
And their signature dish is the Arnott's crab cakes at $39.95.
Yeah, I wasn't kidding.
What the hell, dude?
I was not kidding. It's a $40 crab cake. Okay.
Fuck, dude.
So, I talked off the night of extravagance with, like, you know what? I've wanted to do it for years. I've even talked about doing it on this show a couple times.
Yeah.
I'm going to order a goddamn cognac.
Cognac?
To finish my
meal. Cognac. Dutch. Sorry.
Are you done?
Yeah, I'm done. Probably.
So I went with the mid-range.
Okay.
Cognac. I went with a Remy Martin VSOP. Which is...
You were like you were shit-faced walking out of there.
A VSOP is minimum 4 years old.
Yeah.
I think it's more than four, but less than six. Because a six is an XO. All
right.
I'm telling you, I'm becoming a spirits nerd.
There are worse things to be, by the way.
There are worse things to be. Mid-range. It's a $15 drink. It was maybe a shot worth.
Were you able to sip it?
Which made sense because it's a dessert drink. So, yeah. I mean, you don't want a full fucking snifter.
An aperitif, if you will.
Well, it's not an aperitif because you have it at the end.
Oh, that's right. Sorry.
Yeah, whatever the... Sorry. Anti-aperitif? I don't know what the fuck that... I don't know what that... Anyway. I have become a cognac man. I actually... As soon as I had it, I'm like, I'm buying a bottle of this when we get home.
Wow.
Because we're getting a liquor cabinet, actually.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah. So, first step toward drunken... degenerate drunkenhood. But no, it was awesome. It was smooth, it was caramely, it was strong. I mean, there was a definite burn to it.
Yeah.
But when you only have a little bit, you have to sip it.
That's the right amount.
The only way to do it. And it was awesome. Like, I totally recommend it. Like, seriously, honest to God, if you get a chance to do it, splurge a little bit and do it. Just try it. Especially after a heavy meal, like a crab cake, or like my pot pie, or something heavy.
Will it be enough that you're going to come home from work and just pour a little snifter of cognac?
In the winter, I could see myself doing that,
honestly. Just a little pick-me-up.
Just a little splash. Yeah. You know, maybe not right when I get home from work, but after dinner.
Crab meat Karen?
Karen. I knew it was a woman's name.
Otherwise, crab meat Prentice?
Yeah, I've heard of that as well.
Might be one or the other. Oh my God! I'm reading the menu paint me a word picture.
Yeah.
A food picture.
Yeah.
And I kind of want to punch you.
Why?
Because this is amazing. Can I read off a few things on this menu?
Sure.
Well, something called sweetbread sins. I love sweetbreads. Love them. That sounds awesome. A roast quail Elsie with a foie gras mousse. Oh my God.
favorite part of that meal, though, was... oh, no, she did not get the flourless chocolate cake.
Did she get the Bananas Foster?
No. No, it was something with the...
the chocolate the chocolate devastation?
No, it was not that. That was the flourless chocolate cake. It was something with a bourbon sauce.
Maybe a bread pudding Fitzmaurice?
Yeah, it was the bread pudding. It was the bread pudding.
Bread pudding Fitzmaurice.
Yeah, it was the bread pudding. So the drinks guy comes back. He kept checking on us.
Okay.
And I think he enjoyed, because we were by far the youngest people eating there.
By about 20 years, I guess.
At least. So I think the drinks guy kind of enjoyed the fact that he had someone other than like a stuffed shirt to talk to.
I'm surprised he wasn't like, you sure you guys just don't want to go down the street to Acme Oyster House?
I didn't even see Acme Oyster House, so I wouldn't know where the fuck that is.
That's because there are better oyster places down there.
Yeah. Regardless. So he's actually like, we had the bread pudding, and he's like, so how do you like it? We're like, yeah, it's really good. He's like, yeah. You know, you can get bread pudding everywhere around here, and frankly, and this is an honest to God, a direct quote. Honestly, ours is kind of meh.
Really?
Yeah, he honestly said it. He's like, but the sauce is awesome. And it was. It was this like cinnamon bourbon sauce. Oh, Jesus.
You just drink that.
Yeah. Oh, it was fantastic.
That over some ice cream?
Yeah.
Done and done.
So that was my culinary adventures.
Wow.
Yeah. It was, and then on Thursday when we came back, we did Cafe, excuse me, we had Cafe Du Monde again, and then we had Subway in the airport.
That doesn't count as a po' boy.
We had an 11 o'clock flight.
I think you shorted me a po' boy. You shorted me two po' boys. You the smoked sausage po' boy.
And then I had Heather's in Parasol. She only did half of it, so I guess I only had two po' boys.
Okay.
It was quite the trip.
Would you return there?
Absolutely.
Even though it was just a drunken mess.
It wasn't a drunken mess.
Well, you said that Bourbon Street was just a...
Oh, for other people, yeah. It wasn't bad. Like, we weren't accosted or anything like that.
Okay.
You know, and it's awesome because you've got musicians everywhere. And they're all great. Like, the shittiest street musician out there is awesome.
But you're dancing and prancing around like a fool.
Yeah. The best part was, so after that first day,
yeah,
when it was in the 80s, they got this huge cold front come in, and it was like mid-60s the rest of the time we were down there.
Perfect.
Which was awesome for us, the Minnesotans.
Right. It's comfy then.
New Orleans, we actually watched the weather in the morning, and the weatherman was like, okay, get your jackets, get your sweaters. We're walking
around. The world's
around,
coming to an end.
Yeah, we're walking around in a t-shirt and jeans, and I'm getting weird looks from people.
Oh, yeah.
You got people bundling up. They're all like, oh, my God, it's so cold. I'm like, it's 65.
This is comfy.
What's wrong with you people?
If you were... You're probably mad you weren't wearing shorts.
I could have worn shorts the whole time. I would go back in a heartbeat. You know, I might pick a slightly different hotel. The hotel we were at was nice, but it was really old. So we had shit like the air conditioning was leaking. There was like condensing in there because they had the air conditioning at like 40. So it was like leaking into the bathroom. And we had a balcony view, which was cool. But the doors to the balcony, like, they didn't fit properly anymore. So we actually had to have a workman come in and like fix the door. So it was just an old building. And I've also kind of come to the conclusion, because I've stayed in several hotels over the last couple weeks.
Right.
You know, we stayed in the St. Paul Hotel the night of the wedding. And then we stayed in this place called the Maison Dupuis in New Orleans. And unless you are willing to spend hundreds of dollars a night, like 300 or more a night, unless you're willing to get a suite, there is no functional difference between hotel rooms at any price point under $300.
Yeah.
It's like, unless you're willing to get a suite, stay at a Super 8.
Maybe not a Super 8. How about a Holiday Inn?
A Holiday Inn, whatever. Because like I spent like with St. Paul Hotel, it was $200 a night.
Yeah.
Maison du Puy was $168 a night. We had a bed and a TV in both rooms. And that was it.
And no functional amenities.
No.
Past that.
No.
How about in terms of location, location, location?
It was a great location because it was, like I said, it was a couple blocks off of Bourbon Street, so you were close by to all of that.
Come on, are we still gonna work?
I think we're done.
Sure.
Yeah.
Should I put in the order for desserts?
Perfect.
Yes, please. Perfect. I forgot we were having desserts coming.
Can't forget about desserts.
Here I was vamping and I was like, oh man. But it was far enough away where, like, we didn't really have any noise issues, like, okay. People drunkenly walking through. There were strip clubs I didn't know existed. Like, there was two Rick's on Bourbon Street.
As in Rick's Cabaret?
Yeah. There was a proper cabaret, and then there was, like, a Rick's Sports Lounge, which I assume is some sort of sports bar with boobs.
I hate it behind that.
I have no problem with that. There was, I think Hustler owns half of Bourbon Street. Because they had, oh God, what do they have? They had the Hustler store, which we now have in Uptown. So go us.
Yay us.
They had a Barely Legal. Which, that just strikes me as a little skeevy.
You think?
A little. There's a couple other places. There was a place, it was called Big Daddy's. Now,
okay.
Mind you, we didn't go in any.
No, you wouldn't have no reason to.
I have no reason to. Big Daddy's, I wouldn't mind going into just for the spectacle, because they advertise, it's not Big Daddy's strip club or it. It's Big Daddy's Love Acts.
Love Acts?
Acts.
A-C-T-S.
And there were pictures on the outside. I don't know how Bourbon Street is not just R-rated.
Is this a donkey show?
There's no donkey show that I could tell. But there were clearly multiple people enjoying each other's company on stage. Which I didn't understand. I didn't think it was legal.
I don't think it is.
I didn't take a close look. It's possible there were...
Was there peg A... Oh, excuse me.
It appeared to be.
Peg P in the slot B.
It appeared to be.
Or slot A.
Whatever. You know, I did not investigate it closely. And they don't have a website.
No surprise.
I did discover that there's such a thing as a strip club. There's a Foursquare for strip clubs. It's like specific strip club reviews. And you have not read skeevy, scary comments until you've heard people leave customer reviews to strip clubs.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
So yeah, there was that.
Live P2B.
As far as I could tell.
Wow.
But again, it was a very cursory examination, so I don't know. But it was a trip.
That,
I mean,
sounds,
it was
terrifying.
It was like Bourbon Street at night was nuts.
The only thing I'm thinking to myself here is,
yeah,
they won a Super Bowl like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I can't even think about that. Like, wrap my brain around what that was like.
Yeah.
Because there's Mardi Gras, and then there's that.
There's Super Bowl after Katrina.
Right.
So it's like that first real good thing.
Yeah. Good God.
The one thing I noticed, and I thought this was kind of telling, New Orleans is the only city I've ever been in that does daily street walkings.
Oh, God.
Like, there's a truck that all it does is just spray water out
and
the street
vomit
every morning. It was crazy.
I don't know if I could do that for the simple fact that I'm one of those people, like, if somebody vomits around me, then I gotta vomit.
Yeah. Yeah, it was... The funny thing was, is they got this place called Mango Mango. It's like a daiquiri bar. But it's all like the frozen ones where they're in like the slushy machines. So it's all these different cocktails.
Did you go there?
We didn't.
That surprises me.
I know, it surprised me too. It was one of those where, okay, so the day of the wedding, Heather got sick, like with a cold.
Yeah.
So we get down to New Orleans and she's in full-blown cold mode. I'm in the early stages of cold mode.
Okay.
I'm just getting over it now. I couldn't tell if you could tell or not. But, So, like, we did not late party at all, because, you know, walking around all day with the cold and everything, like, we were out by, like, 9:30, 10.
It was a big day.
Hey, fuck.
Well, you gotta get back to the hotel by the time Wheel of Fortune starts.
I actually watched Wheel of Fortune. But that was while we were getting dressed to go to the fancy place, so it's not that bad. Anyway, there's a place called Mango Mangoes. There's a shit ton of them. There's like one every block.
How did you skip that?
Okay, it didn't work out. I just didn't.
They're daiquiris and slushy machines.
I know. It's something for next time.
Well, here's the thing. Now that you say that,
yeah,
there used to be a place in the Mall of America called Fat Tuesdays.
Yep,
it was on the fourth floor, and they had that. Where it was the daiquiri machines lined up as far as the eye can see.
Yeah, they have those in Vegas, too.
Yeah.
The thing is they all look exactly the same. And if you're not really familiar with the area, you feel like you're walking in circles. Because there's never two in the same eye line.
Okay.
So it was very confusing.
That you can't read.
And I can't read.
So there's that.
But yeah, we bummed around Berber Street. It was a shit ton of fun. I mean, we can't wait to go back, honestly. We want to get out further. Like, we rarely strayed outside the French Quarter.
Okay.
So, you know, we want to get out. We want to do a swamp tour. We want to check out some of the... I want to go on one of those damn boats with the big fan.
That has been
a dream of mine since I was 7.
You kind of want to own one, don't you?
I do. If there is any place I can put it.
If you could figure out a way to come to work on one.
I would.
Screw public transit.
Yeah, absolutely.
I need parking for my fan boat.
Yeah, no, seriously, that has been a dream of mine since probably Miami Vice, like when that was on TV.
Okay.
So I want to do that. We want to get out. We ended up doing two different cemetery tours.
Okay.
So we want to get out because we only went to the ones in New Orleans. There's a town just outside of New Orleans called Metairie, which is where all the really rich people go. So we want to go check those ones out.
Okay.
You know, there's just a ton of different things we want to do. So yeah, I can't wait to go back. It's definitely it's right out there with Portland for me, where it's just like I really want to go back and just kind of hang out.
I could see myself at some point going down there.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like it's like fourth in line in terms of like places I want to go eat.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, I want to hit Savannah.
Okay.
You know, that low country southern cooking.
Which doesn't appeal to me quite as much.
Right. New York, Baltimore.
Is there really that much difference in New York and Baltimore in terms of food?
Yeah. You got crab cakes and football. That's what Maryland does.
Yeah, I suppose.
There's seafood in Maryland. I've done Boston.
Yeah. Okay, is there any difference between Baltimore and Boston?
I think that there is. You don't ask me what that is.
Yeah.
But I do think that there's distinct differences. I mean, Baltimore, you have the pit beef.
Yeah. Okay.
You know.
All right.
You got
yeah.
crab cakes. You got the steamed crabs.
See, I would pick Philly over Baltimore.
Yeah.
If I had to choose between.
And Boston, you know, that's clams.
Big deal. I don't know.
Yeah, the clams and the oyster houses.
Clams are rocks with meat inside.
I know.
Clearly they don't want to be eaten.
And there's a lot of work that goes into
it. Exactly. And I'm very lazy.
You are.
If you got a plate of clams and a plate of M80s,
then
it's fun. Then it's fun.
Yeah. Game on.
Yeah. Well, that's dinner and a show. So... It's
if you could figure out a way to launch a clam in a bottle rocket. That got weird.
Yeah, it did. A little bit. But no, yeah, New Orleans was a lot of fun. If you want to see all the pictures, like I said, I took pictures of everything either myself or my lovely bride ate. You can check out her Facebook page. That's got everything, as well as some other non-food pictures I took.
Okay.
I took like four non-food pictures.
That's very big of you.
Yeah. It was a great time.
Excellent. So we should do a little review because we're still waiting on our
Yes.
On our dessert, but I think we should do a little bit of a wrap up.
Yeah, I think we can do that.
I loved my salad. It was light, refreshing. It was the right portion size.
Everything you are not.
Everything that I am not. I like my barbecued chicken a la shake and bake. It was a good smoke on the chicken.
It looked like a good dark.
Yeah.
Kind of.
It really was.
It almost seemed like it was like stout batter.
Thank you.
Is there anything else I can grab for you too? Another beer?
Nope.
Are you okay?
I think I'm good.
Perfect. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Your dessert.
And I love my shake and bake chicken.
Yep.
I'm not a cheese grit convert yet, but the grits were good enough for that I finished them. And I love spinach anyway, so that was really good. The dessert has just arrived. I got the apple crisp because it is fall, sort of still.
No, it is still fall. It's not quite winter yet.
Just keep thinking it's like a snow next week. Of course, it is Halloween next week, so. There is that possibility.
It's not unheard of.
It's not out of the realm.
Oh. That was your apple crisp.
Really good.
Now, I don't know if I get, if it's just my ice cream, but does that have like an oatmeal kind of topping to it?
I get, yeah.
It does, okay. See, I'm normally not a fan of the oatmeal topping.
Well, you wouldn't be.
My mother-in-law does that on apple pie.
Okay.
Which is it's just kind of weird.
It's like kind of wrong.
Yeah. I went with the creme brulee because I am a good host and I decided to take the other option even though I wanted the apple crisp.
Tough. You got the pot pie a la crown.
The pot pie of Babylon, I think. Mm-hmm. The term. I'm not a big creme brulee fan.
Now you feel bad.
Well, no, I mean, it's fine. I have no problems with it. And it's, as far as the creme brulees I've had, it's fine. What really makes it, though, is the berries. You got fresh berries on top of it. You got some raspberries and blueberries. I just think there's not enough. I got 7 berries. For an entire creme brulee. That's not enough. I could use a little bit more.
I will say this. From appetizer to dessert, they didn't skimp on the portions.
No.
I mean, this is a substantial dessert size.
Yep.
Same for both of us. So, I applaud them for that.
Mm-hmm. Moving backwards from my creme brulee. My pot pie of Babylon, as we've decided.
That was the biggest pot pie I've ever seen.
I would submit it's not quite a pot pie.
How are the desserts so far?
Very good. Very good. Because it wasn't encased.
Okay.
Which is a vital piece.
Well, I may disagree with you.
Okay.
For the simple fact that most pot pies you see in, you know, restaurant magazines or cooking magazines, that's the technique that they use, is that the puff pastry is just kind of sitting on top.
But, the thing is, there's still that layer of pastry on the bottom. You know? And to me, as a pot pie connoisseur, that kind of almost gelatinous puff pastry at the bottom after you add it, that's just like a little bit of dessert.
They can't all be like banquet pot pies.
But they could. They really could. But anyway, I mean, it was very good. I mean, as far as the filling part of it, very good flavor to it. The cream sauce, there was a mushroom cream sauce. It wasn't overly mushroomy, which I always appreciate. The biscuit was awesome. And the way that it worked out, using it more like a bread I think was a good way to go. And if I was them, I would play that up a little more. Because for me, there's a little bit of a structural issue. If you just you make that biscuit, because it was more of a croissant, because it was a puff pastry.
Right.
If you went up with like a straight, not like quite a full buttermilk biscuit style, but you know, just a little more solid biscuit style, and really play up that dipping kind of aspect to it, I think that right there is a hell of a dish. Yeah. But overall, it was very good.
I did love the presentation on it.
The presentation, it's impressive.
Yeah.
And that is rarely something you can say about a pot pie.
Right.
You know, they're not good looking.
No, they're not.
By and large. And then, finally, the guacamole, again, very tasty. Those chips really made it for me, though. I mean, they were perfectly salted. Not too, they're just the right amount of crispy and solid without being greasy. Guacamole, overall decent texture, is a little chunkier than I like, but that's more of a preference thing than a question on their skill. But yeah, it was overall very successful, I gotta say.
I'm pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, as am I.
I would probably be back.
As would I. You know, I don't get out this area that often anymore because we're not living as close to it. But you know what? I mean, this would be a place. If parents are in town, where everyone can have some. Everyone can have something they like.
Yep.
It's a little bit classier, but not like overly so.
Right.
They've got an okay beer list. Not fantastic, but it does the job.
The wine list is quite extensive.
Oh, is it?
It's classy, funky, kind of a nice change of pace.
This is the kind of place that young executives live.
Yeah.
Where they're young, they've got a little bit of hipness left in them.
Right.
But they've got money. You know. So, because it is a little pricey. I mean, your entrees are running you $15 to $20. And the appetizers will run you between 7 and 12. So it's a little higher buck than you're going to see elsewhere. I think of things like Uptown Cafeteria, things like that.
I think it compares left to right.
Yeah, I suppose. I guess I remember Uptown being a little cheaper. But that was a while ago.
I haven't been there lately.
So. But yeah, I would unequivocally recommend this place, especially for Restaurant Week, which again is why we're here. They're, in addition to what we got, they've also got a salmon and a pasta. It's a bucatini bolognese, which is very good. Or it looks good, I should say. I haven't had it.
Right.
But again, you get the pecorino cheese, which I've become a big fan of.
The pecorino was on my salad too.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Yeah.
But then you know, the starters, you've got an artichoke croutonne, you've got the cheese curds. I mean, there's a good mix of things, you know, no matter what you're into. They only got the two desserts, but
really only need.
Very few places have a wide dessert selection.
Most of them only on one.
Yeah.
You know, but I like the fact that we got full size portions.
That is a big deal.
And to me that makes it a deal.
Yeah.
You know, that really sweetens the pot.
Yes. So yeah, again, Restaurant Week is running all this week.
Yep.
You can find out information at mspmag.com or in the show notes for this show. And if you guys check out a place for Restaurant Week, let us know how you liked it. You know, especially if it's a place you've never been to before. I mean, that is the point of Restaurant Week.
Right.
Is to go out and try places. There was a good mix of places again. I'm trying to remember some of the new places. Our good friends at Samba, they are on the list.
Love Samba.
And they're one of the cheaper ones too. So that's good. But yeah, a lot of cool places and a handful of new ones. I think there's about half a dozen new places this year. So always cool. I got nothing else to say to you.
No, I'm good.
I'm looking at their appetizer list here, like outside of the restaurant menu.
Pretty decent.
The
rest of it.
Warm pretzel.
Warm pretzel, chili cheese dog. Done and done.
There you go. That's done. Turkey sliders with guacamole. That's awesome. But anyway, yeah. As always, we want to thank you guys for listening. We got to start making plans for episode 200.
We are old men.
We are very old men. We still got a couple months, but I want to do a big blowout. I want to do something big for 200. We kind of pansied it for 100 and 150.
What are you? Oh my God. It's sad when you, it's one thing when I plan something, it's one thing when you want to get behind something and,
yeah,
and plan it out and be like, it's go time, we got to go big.
Let's do something. So.
Oh dear. We're going to a wedding fair. No.
No, by that, no, because I figured out it'd be around February. I think. February or March.
Romantic Valentine's Day. No?
No, I don't think so. Well, anyway. You know, if you got ideas for us to really go nuts on 200, let us know at wellfed@facemancecasers.com. As always, restaurant recommendations, comments, all that good shit, just throw it on the email or in the comments of the show post. We also welcome you to follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/wellfedguidetolife. Twitter, twitter.com/wellfedguidefpg. What else am I thinking? Foursquare.com/wellfedguidetolife. As well, we got a lot of good friends now, and I scored ungodly amounts of points for us in New Orleans.
Oh yeah!
Because not only did we eat out every meal, but I got the rare. You had 1,100 miles in between check-ins, so that was a rare bonus points that not many people can say.
Nicely done.
Yeah. So yeah, foursquare.com/, like I said, Wellfed Guide to Life. As always, we want to thank our sponsors, hopchart.com, for all of your beer cataloging needs. And I think that's it.
It is.
It feels like we haven't done this in months.
Well, it feels like months when we spend that much time apart.
It feels like acres of time.
It really does.
I miss you so much.
I'm tired and seepy.
I know. Let's get you home.
Yeah.
All right, thank you guys for listening, and we'll see you next week.